When I was 15 years old, Dad gave me my first car. It was a Plymouth sedan. Didn't look like it could go very far. Built in 1937. To me it seemed like a chariot from heaven, 'cause I was tickled. This vehicle was my ride into freedom. None of my friends had running boards between their fenders. It had a back seat big enough to play a game of four-hand poker. Had a solid steel body when you knock on it. Sounded like knocking on a battleship. When I opened the trunk, instead of flat space, I had shelves. I pulled down shade to hide the rear window well. Crank a handle on the center of the dash. Windshield opens, got air in a flash. Dad inherited the car when his old Aunt Nellie died. Kept it in her garage, used it for church and a Sunday drive. That's how Nellie got her name, and before too long a little bit of fame. 'Cause no other car in my hometown looked anywhere near the same. None of my friends had running boards between their fenders. Had a back seat big enough to play a game of four-hand poker. Had a solid steel body when you knock on it. Sounded like knocking on a battleship. When I opened the trunk, instead of flat space, I had shelves. I pulled down shade to hide the rear window well. Crank a handle on the center of the dash. Windshield opens, got air in a flash. You know, there was no air conditioning in cars back in those days, but I used to love those little triangular windows on the front doors. Just flip the latch and swing the pointy part towards yourself. Outside air hits you square in the face. And you know, the doors were suicide doors, so both sides of the car were completely open. You could walk straight through between the seats. And the headlights were mounted on either side of the grill. That was before they started Frenching the lights into the front fenders. They were huge lights, as I recall, big around as a volleyball. Yes, sir, that was some cool car.